7. Recognition as an inhabited world. We did not have to wait long. At noon, the day after the runaway of the twins, there occurred the initial test flash of the universe circuit signals at the planetary reception focus of Urantia. We were, of course, all astir with the realization that a great event was impending, but since this world was a life experiment station, we had not the slightest idea of just how we would be apprised of the recognition of intelligent life on the planet. But we were not long in suspense. On the third day after the elopement of the twins, and before the life carrier cores departed, there arrived the Nebulan Archangel of initial planetary circuit establishment. It was an eventful day on Urantia when our small group gathered about the planetary pole of space communication and received the first message from Salvinton over the newly established mind circuit of the planet. And this first message, dictated by the chief of the Archangel Corps, said: to the life carriers on Urantia, greetings. We transmit assurance of great pleasure on Salvinton, Idensha, and Jerusalem in honor of the registration on the headquarters of Nebadan of the signal of the existence on Urantia of Mind of Will Dignity. The purposeful decision of the twins to flee northward and segregate their offspring from their inferior ancestors has been noted. This is the first decision of mind, the human type of mind, on Urantia and automatically establishes the circuit of communication over which this initial message of acknowledgement is transmitting. Next, over this new circuit came the greetings of the Most Highs of Idensha, containing instructions for the resident life carriers forbidding us to interfere with the pattern of life we had established. We were directed not to intervene in the affairs of human progress. It should not be inferred that life carriers ever arbitrarily and mechanically interfere with the natural outworking of the planetary evolutionary plans, for we do not. But up to this time we had been permitted to manipulate the environment and shield the life plasm in a special manner, and it was this extraordinary, but wholly natural, supervision that was to be discontinued. And no sooner had the Most Highs left off speaking than the beautiful message of Lucifer, then sovereign of the Satania system, began to planetize. Now the life carriers heard the welcome words of their own chief and received his permission to return to Jerusalem. This message from Lucifer contained the official acceptance of the life carrier's work on Urantia and absolved us from all future criticism of any of our efforts to improve the life patterns of Nebadan as established in the Satania system. These messages from Salvinton, Idensha, and Jerusalem formally marked the termination of the life carrier's age-long supervision of the planet. For ages we had been on duty, assisted only by the 7 Ajitan mind spirits and the master physical controllers. And now, will, the power of choosing to worship and to ascend, having appeared in the evolutionary creatures of the planet, we realized that our work was finished, and our group prepared to depart. Urantia being a life modification world, permission was granted to leave behind 2 senior life carriers with 12 assistants, and I was chosen as one of this group and have ever since been on Urantia. It is just 993,408 years ago, from the year AD 1934, that Urantia was formally recognized as a planet of human habitation in the universe of Nebadan. Biologic evolution had once again achieved the human levels of Will Dignity. Man had arrived on planet 606 of Satania. Sponsored by a life carrier of Nebadan residents on Urantia,